Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Drew Nelson. Rebecca Park, a northern Michigander who was 38 weeks pregnant when she disappeared, is now at the center of a homicide case as new charges are filed following the discovery of her body and the continued search for her missing baby. An autopsy confirmed the body found November 25th in the Manistee National Forest was 22-year-old Rebecca Park. She vanished from Boone Township in Wexford County just days before her due date. The official cause of death remains pending. The Wexford County Sheriff's Office and Michigan State Police continue searching for the infant. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has stepped in. Sheriff Trent Taylor said, quote, "The Wexford County Sheriff's Office, along with multiple law enforcement agencies, is working diligently to determine the condition and potential whereabouts of the baby. The information that can be released is extremely limited at this time." Rebecca was last seen November 3rd near her biological mother's home on South 21 and a half Road in Boone Township. Family members reported her missing the next day. Her cell phone was later found near her mother's property. Rebecca's due date was November 18th. The hospital had sent her home the day before she disappeared after she arrived with contractions and was dilated 1 centimeter. 40-year-old Courtney Bartholomew and her stepfather, 47-year-old Bradley Bartholomew, were taken into custody Sunday and Monday, respectively. Both appeared in Wexford County's 84th District Court. Their arraignment was delayed after prosecutors said the criminal complaint was not ready. Judge Corey Wiggins ordered Bradley Bartholomew held without bond. The judge called him a threat and a flight risk based on search warrant information. Prosecutor Joanna Carey told the court,
"If there was ever a case where there are circumstances that justify a delay of any type, it's this case. This is as serious as it gets. It's as horrible as it gets."
Rebecca's sister, 21-year-old Kimberly Park, was arrested November 26th. She was charged with tampering with evidence, lying to a police officer, and filing a false report. Her bond was set at $750,000. Rebecca's fiancé, 43-year-old Richard Lee Fallor, was arrested the night Rebecca's body was found. He was charged with 2 counts of delivering methamphetamine. His bond was set at $1 million. The charges against Fallor are not listed as directly related to Rebecca's disappearance. Search warrants were served at the home where Rebecca and Fallor lived in Manton. State police seized knives, notebooks, and electronics. The warrant allowed a search for human remains, suspected burial sites, and tools that could be used to dispose of human remains. Authorities have not released what evidence was recovered that directly links to Rebecca's death. Rebecca's disappearance and death have shaken Boone Township. A message reading, "Justice for Rebecca," near the edge of the Manistee National Forest, close to where her body was found. Anyone with information is urged to contact Wexford County Sheriffs at 231-779-9216. More crime and justice news after this. A Georgia couple now faces criminal charges after investigators say they abandoned their dog just before leaving the state for a Hawaiian vacation. Kenneth Beshers and his wife Joanna Payne, both 73, from Morrow, south of Atlanta, were arrested and charged in Fayette County with animal cruelty and abandoning a dog. That's according to our TV news partners at Fox 5 Atlanta. Both charges are misdemeanors. The dog's name is Blue. He is now safe at the Fayette County Animal Shelter. Officials say he will be eligible for adoption once the case is resolved. They describe Blue as sweet, well-behaved, and the kind of dog, quote, a family would be lucky to have. The case began when workers with the Fayette County Water and Sewer Department found Blue tied up with food and water.
We scanned the dog for a microchip, found out who it went back to, tried to call them. Just didn't, you know, you never know, sometimes animals are stolen. There was a note left with the dog, so that was odd too.
That's Tracy Thompson, director of Fayette County Animal Control on WAGA. The note, written as if it came from the dog, says, quote, "My name is Blue. My owner and I spent 4.5 years together, but he died. I don't have anyone else to take care of me. Thanks." Investigators reviewed surveillance video. They said it showed a couple leaving Blue with the food, water, and the note. Authorities said the man in the video matched Beshers.
We were able to do some investigating, find out where they lived, which was in Morrow. So the marshals, Fayette County marshals, took over the case so they could make contact with them.
Both Beshers and Payne were taken into custody as soon as they returned from Hawaii. This case unfolds in Oregon, where the Grinch who stole Thanksgiving dinner takes an 80-year-old volunteer's car while she serves meals to the homeless in Portland. The victim's name is Cheryl. She is a longtime volunteer at the Union Gospel Mission in downtown Portland. On Thanksgiving Day, she parked her beige 1999 Honda Accord in a lot near Northwest First and Davis. She left her purse in the trunk before walking to her shift. Cheryl told KOIN she had no worries about leaving it there and continuing on foot.
I always feel safe during the day. I don't worry too much, you know, about walking around or even parking my car there. I've always done that.
When her shift ended, she walked back to where she parked. The car was gone.
I went up to where I knew I parked it, and it was missing. I just stood there for a minute wondering what's going on. I couldn't figure it out. I was in shock.
Inside the trunk, her purse. Inside her purse, her bank cards and cash.
I had over $600 between my debit and my credit card. Yeah, on there. And so I'm trying to resolve all that now, put in fraudulent claims.
The theft also ruined her family dinner. The Thanksgiving meal she planned to bring after volunteering was in the car.
They called and said, I can't make it. You know, the food's gone and I'm a wreck.
Union Gospel Mission confirmed it sends emails to volunteers advising them not to bring valuables and stating the mission is not responsible for lost or stolen items. Because it was Thanksgiving Day, parking was free at the parking garage where she left her car. That allowed the thief to exit without paying to lift the gate. Cheryl filed a police report. Police later confirmed the stolen Honda was recovered in Salem. The condition of the vehicle was not immediately known. Cheryl is a breast cancer survivor who completed treatment earlier this year. Her son, Todd Schulberg, started a GoFundMe after watching his mother unravel in the hours after the theft. He wrote that she lives on a limited income and depended on the Honda as her only way to get to medical care and volunteer shifts. Quote, she doesn't have the resources to purchase another vehicle, and without a car, she can't get to her medical appointments, her volunteer activities, or even basic errands. The campaign says her Accord has been kept in immaculate condition. The GoFundMe lists the immediate needs as a replacement vehicle, recovery of essential items stolen from her purse, and short-term transportation. Todd writes, quote, she's worked hard all of her life and does not deserve this. For the latest crime and justice news, follow Crime Alert's hourly update on your favorite podcast app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Drew Nelson.
This is an iHeart podcast, guaranteed human.